Hi, friends, and we've got some special news to share with you today. And to share that news, we have Pete Owens, the Vice President of Marketing at Dollywood. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
And I got the title correct there?
It is. It's actually new to me a little bit. I have been with Dollywood 19 years and have been in public relations for almost all that time and was just recently promoted, but I appreciate you getting the title right.
And congratulations. It's been a while since we've talked. I think it was back when the fires were going on the last time you were on the show. But a big announcement today. Tell us what that is.
Well, Dolly and Craig Ross, the president of Dollywood Company, announced today that Dollywood was making its largest expansion in its history with a new area, so a whole new land that's going to be added to Dollywood for 2019 called the Wildwood Grove. And it's really it's a story that comes right out of Dolly's childhood. She used to pretend to play with animals and frogs and fireflies, and they were all of her friends when she was in the woods. And this area is populated with all of those special forest friends. It has 11 themed attractions that will be in the area, a new restaurant, a merchandise shop that really is focused on Wildwood Grove, an indoor play area for kids, and a lot of outdoor play areas. And probably the crown jewel of this area is the Wildwood tree. It's a 60-foot tall tree that stands over the whole area that is covered in colorful butterflies and leaves that, when it turns dark, does an interactive nighttime show that we think families are going to love. So it'll be a spectacular at night as well as a great place for families to play with their kids during the daytime.
Now, is this part of the overall Dollywood experience, or is it a separate entrance? How does that work?
It is just a new land for Dollywood. So you come in and you pay the one admission to get into Dollywood. These are 11 new attractions that will be added to the mix of what's already at Dollywood, all the award-winning rides and shows that we have at Dollywood. So it really expands the footprint of the park a great deal, makes the park about 15% larger than it is now, and it adds a great deal of new fun attractions and new areas to explore.
Now, I don't know when the last time was that I sat down and actually watched a 38-minute video, but that's what it was for the announcement that Dolly made. Wow, she had little Dolly or Rebecca, or what about her guest?
Well, Olivia Allen Lind, the actress that played Dolly in the Coat of Many Colors movies, was there to play a character that is the hostess of the Wildwood Grove named Rebecca. And that really is a nod to Dolly because Dolly's middle name is Rebecca. I think a lot of your listeners probably know it's Dolly Rebecca Parton. She and little Dolly had a lot of fun today. They sang a new song that Dolly wrote for the land. She calls it the Wildwood Song. She took Love Is Like a Butterfly and reworked it for the new land. And then Olivia and Dolly, little Rebecca, little Dolly, Olivia Lind and Dolly got to sing Tennessee Mountain Home together. And they've done that one other time on a television show, and we thought that might be a really nice moment, and it was a really nice way to be able to end the announcement.
Sitting on the porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. Watch the kids playing with their bugs on a string, and chase the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall.
I know where that was.
In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets sing in the fields nearby.
You want a home? Is your nose clean? Walking home from church on Sunday with the one you love. Just laughing, talking, making future plans.
Take it out.
And when you see the folks ain't looking, well, you might steal a kiss or two.
Oh, no.
While you're sitting in the porch swing holding
hands. Are you doing that already?
In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets sing in the fields nearby.
Where was that?
In my Tennessee mountain home.
Thank you, woo! Olivia. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
As Craig Ross, the president of Dollywood Company, was talking, and he the value of the land and all, I noticed Dolly said, "Thank you, Lord," as she also joked about maybe have to go back out and go to work even more.
Well, you know, it is a major investment. I mean, it's a $37 million expansion for Dollywood. You know, that is this is an area that in a lot of places, a lot of tourist areas, might be a park of its own, might be a standalone attraction. Mm-hmm. And this is something that we're adding to the Dollywood, it's another chapter in the Dollywood book of stories that we invite families to enjoy. And, you know, it's just another great thing that families can do while they're here in the Smokies. You know, if your listeners have never been to the Great Smoky Mountains, the National Park is an amazing experience. It's the number one national park in the U.S. It's a world biosphere, so it has more diversity in animals and plant life than the other national parks. It's also the only free national park. So when you come to the area, you can walk around in the area where Dolly grew up and played as a child. When you come to Dollywood, you get to experience all these stories and these fun attractions. But we really have a family focus here, and we want families to be able to do things together and enjoy themselves together as a family, and maybe unplug their phone a little bit and enjoy one another. Even though we do have an app and we do have all of those things that are available, if they want to take advantage of them, it really is more about family time and making memories they want to repeat.
If our listeners get to watch the video that took place this morning, you just always kind of have to be excited about how down to earth Dolly is and some of the things she says. She just, you mentioned off the air that you had just gotten out of a meeting with Dolly. Tell us what it's like to be around somebody that is just so down to earth.
Oh, she is, very much. I mean, you know, it is, she is what what you see is what you get. I mean, it is definitely a glitzy thing that Dolly is when she's on stage. But underneath it all is a very, very warm heart. And you see that every time that she stands up and talks to the media. You see it when she does interviews. You know, she's the real deal, and she's the heart of Dollywood. When we make expansion announcements like this, you really see, you know, where that heart lies.
Give us some timeline for when this is going to take place.
It will open in the spring of 2019, and we're targeting around May 1st. We've had a lot of rain, so, you know, this is not one attraction. This is a huge area, so it's a little more weather-dependent than some of the other things that we've done over the last couple of years. It'll be open in 2019, and I would invite everybody to have an opportunity to come and experience Wildwood Grove, certainly. You know, to come to the park multiple times. There's always something new. We have festivals that run seasonally. You can learn all about it just by going to Dollywood.com.
Speaking of Dollywood.com, and you mentioned turning your phone off, but in today's world, phones and computers and everything are a necessity, especially in the things that you do. Tell us all about your social media and where we can find all about Dollywood.
Well, I mean, you can follow us on Facebook, certainly. Dollywood at Facebook has the it covers all of the different brands, even our resort hotel, Dollywood's Dreammore Resort, and our cabins business, Dollywood Smoky Mountain Cabins. But you can go to Dollywood.com. There's a portal there that allows you to buy tickets or to book rooms or to do any of those kind of things that you want to. Gives you an opportunity to see what the show schedule is a couple of weeks in advance and see what our annual schedule is. Starting in a couple of weeks, you'll be able to see all of 2019 and when we're going to be open and what festival is going to be going on at a time your family might want to visit.
Just out of curiosity and nothing about the topic today, what's Dollywood like when the leaves change?
When the leaves change?
Yes.
Well, you know, all of the Smokies are gorgeous. I mean, it is just, there's so many different types of trees here that, you know, you get an unbelievable palette of color when the leaves change. Dollywood's nestled in the Great Smoky Mountains, so it really sits in a holler that is in the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains, about 7 miles from the entrance to Great Smoky Mountains National Park on the Tennessee side. And, you know, it's gorgeous in the fall. The weather is wonderful. I think that's the best time of year in the Smokies. But, I'm partial to living here. I've lived here in the Smokies more than 25 years, and it really is beautiful no matter what the season. There's always something new that I discover when I go to the park or even walking around Dollywood. It is a beautiful place to be, and it's one that we're blessed to have a business.
Well, Pete, I know you've had a busy day with the big announcement and of course, meeting with Dolly. That factors in a little bit there to your day. Let me say a word of prayer with you, and we'll let you get on with the business of the day, okay?
Please.
Father, thank you for our friend Pete and the work that he does. We thank you for Dolly and Dollywood and for the commitment they have to being a family entertaining park. Father, I just ask that you would bless this announcement today, help things to go smoothly, keep people safe as they work in this area. And Father, just thank you for all that Dollywood and all of the people that work for me and the work that they do. Again, bless Pete and his family, and we just thank you for all of this, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, folks, that's today's interview here on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. Want to thank you for being a part of what we do here. Want to encourage you to look us up at edboston.com. While you're there, you can find our Facebook page, our Twitter account. It's got all the different places that you can listen to the Ed Boston podcast at. And let me just list a few of those for you here. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Blueberry. We're on all of those with our podcast. One of those is your favorite. We'd encourage you to bookmark us, however it is that individual site has you to save your favorites. We would love to be able to consider ourselves one of your favorites. We want you to go to the Ed Boston Podcast YouTube page. Subscribe there. We put a lot of things up from the podcast there as well. Sermons are there. We just would love for you to be a part of what we do in all of our different areas of social media. If you've been blessed by today's program, contact us. You can reach us through the edboston.com website there. Go to contact. It'll say, please use the information below to easily contact me, Ed Boston. It asks for your name, your email address, the comment that you would like to put, whether it be feedback on the podcast, learn about Jesus, a media inquiry, or book me for an event. That is the best way to reach me. We would love to hear your feedback on this program or any other concern that you have. We thank you again for being with us. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing.
because he's given Jesus Christ.